Young Moment.
We start this week with a 45th anniversary and a station which was to become the home of Kate Adie, Tony Robinson and Michael Burke.
This is BBC Radio Bristol. Here's Frank Gillard, the man who brought local radio to this country.
This is a little moment of history in British broadcasting. BBC Radio Bristol, the first of a new generation of local radio stations, is coming on the air. People will listen with appreciation to recordings of this opening day and say with real interest, well, that's how it all began.
Well, that's how it all began, BBC Radio Bristol launching this week in 1970. And that very same week, a station was launched which was to become a training ground for so many broadcasters.
Jimmy Cliff's Suffering in the Land, and here we are at sort of 20 past six, and nothing sort of major has gone wrong yet. I can't see. My trousers on fire, but I shouldn't worry about that. If I were you, that's my problem. We got our next number one sound on UBN for you. Smokey Robinson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Tears of a Clown.
In those days, if you missed the vocal, you died. The early moments of UBN this week in 1970, Biscuit Factory Radio. It was to provide an early home for Dale Winton, Adrian Love, Roger Scott, Nicky Horn and Graham Dean. This week, 16 years ago, a new voice on Key Breakfast.
Sir Williams, good morning, Key 103, Tuesday morning, hope you had a good weekend, I had a fantastic weekend, lots of sleep, a bit of decorating, watched a few videos, I found another excuse so I didn't have to cut the grass, and I managed to back the car into the brick wall yesterday, but it's all part of growing up and being British, isn't it? Yes, indeed it is.
Indeed it is. Steve Penk beginning on Breakfast this week in 1989 at Key 103 in Manchester. A radio brand which began this week the year before.
Now it's time.
I don't believe it. How did he get here?
Now you're going to get it.
At the beginning in 1936, all that we had was a biscuit tin full of spare parts.
Groovy.
This.
The thing has a constant impulse to move forward.
Is this really for me?
Key.
Piccadilly's FM changing its name to Key 103. Music, not music, this week in 1988. Another brand change in 91 this week. Pennine Radio in Bradford.
So if you've just turned your radio on and you wonder what on earth is happening, we are the Pulse, playing all hits all day. It's day one. I'm Elliot Webb. If you have just found us, don't dare leave us because do you realise you are now part of the UK's newest and most exciting radio station?
Pennine becomes Pulse this week 24 years ago. Brand changes are nothing new, really, but when you do them, you have to make things very clear.
This is Network 3. I'll repeat that. This is Network 3. It's something new in sound broadcasting. In fact, it's the first time that these words have been heard on the air. They mark the beginning of a new BBC service, quite different from anything we've done or experienced in past years.
Network 3 renamed the Third Network this week in 1964. She's 74 years old this week. She spent 15 years on Woman's Hour and 18 years on the Today programme.
Part of Today, I suppose, is entertaining people as well as enlightening them. But the great thing about working on Today is that you work with a partner. And if listeners don't particularly like my style, they can wait for John Humphreys or Jim Nocturne.
Happy 74th to Sue McGregor. 1993 now, and bad news for LBC.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Jonathan Staples. LBC has lost its licence to broadcast to London. The Radio Authority, which regulates the country's independent radio network, has decided not to renew LBC's franchise for its two frequencies.
Now, let's look on the bright side of things. Certainly, we have 13 months to go, because whatever happens, our franchise does not run out until October of next year. So, we've got 13 months to go. Now, how you can help? There are petition forms in our reception area which you can sign, or you can write a letter of support for LBC, just put it in your own words, how much you'll miss us, to our chairman, who is a very well-known name, unforgettable name, Dame Shirley Porter.
22 years ago this week, and the original LBC company lost its licence, being replaced by London News Radio. More cheerful news for commercial radio this week, 25 years ago, the launch, at last, of KISS in London.
This is Gordon Mack. There are no words to express the way I feel at this moment, so with your permission, I'd just like to get something out of my system altogether. Rihanna! Welcome, London.
The first KISS this week in 1990. So, with the launch of Southern Sound 32 years ago...
Tune into Southern Sound and join the family.
The end of Radio Veronica 41 years ago...
Bij het afscheid nemen van Veronica sterfde ook een beetje de democratie in Nederland. Dat spijt me voor Nederland.
The death of Simon D 6 years ago.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, your all-day music station.
Tony Blackburn taking over the top 40 36 years ago.
Back we go to the top 40 here on Radio 1.
Century Radio in the Northeast, later Real, now Heart, launching 21 years ago.
It's 7 a.m. and a star is born.
And commercial radio arriving in Leeds 34 years ago.
Good morning, you're listening to Radio Air, the new independent local radio station for West Yorkshire.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio